This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House has issued a statement that U.S. President Donald Trump early Thursday signed a stopgap funding bill Thursday that would keep the federal government open through December 11th. The legislation would maintain funding at current levels for most programs, avoiding the government shutdown in the middle of a pandemic just weeks ahead of the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. The Trump administration said on Wednesday that it intends to allow only 15,000 refugees to resettle in the United States in the 2021 fiscal year, setting another record low in the history of the modern refugee program. The State Department said that the proposal reflected the Trump administration's prioritizing of the safety and well-being of Americans, especially in light of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The refugee cap was cut to 18,000 last year, but only roughly half that many refugees were let in, as increased vetting and the coronavirus have slowed arrivals. The president typically sets yearly refugee levels around the beginning of each fiscal year. Under the U.S. law, the president must consult Congress before finalizing the annual number of refugees it plans to accept, but the determination is ultimately up to the White House. The administration has proposed including a $20 billion extension in the aid for the battered airline industry and in new stimulus proposals to House Democrats worth over $1.5 trillion.